Hey, my chosen ones. It's Isis Marie. Just doing a quick energy update for my guys, for my chosen ones. I'm getting a lot of y'all are just like throwing in a towel, moving forward. You're understanding your power. Gets a little wobbly and shaky, but you, at the end of the day, you know what you have to do. That's why you're so amazing, because it's okay to, you know, get into that low vibration, but it's like, are you going to stay in that energy or are you going to keep it pushing? Okay. We just had a full moon in Aquarius. Mercury is going to be direct on August 11th. So things, you're going to see a lot of things push forward. A lot of you guys are shifting new timelines. A lot of you guys have already shifted, and some people are just being left behind. Okay. So I hope it's not you. Okay. Not my chosen ones. Not my chosen ones. So let's just get an energy for the week ahead. Some of you guys could be getting some good news or information, or you may be putting you're directing your energy into something that's going to be very productive, very informational, maybe getting to some school, some higher education, into something that's going to be beneficial to you. For some of you guys, people could be watching y'all, like watching y'all every move too this week, okay? We're going into a seven of diamond week, okay? So this week we're going into like unlocking that millionaire money, that spiritual money, but understanding spiritual values, okay? So let's just get an energy for the collective for the week ahead. This is the Monday's 11th. Oh, Mercury goes direct tomorrow. So let's just get an energy for the, first, let's do Sunday, August 10th for the chosen ones. Give me the energy for the week ahead. Any advice for my chosen ones? Some of y'all gonna get some, y'all gonna reap some benefits this week, okay? The Ten of Cups energy is here. It's like something is going to be fulfilled for you. Something you've been praying for. Some of you guys are really meeting true love, someone that you guys will have a blended family with. But the Ten of Cups is a completion of happiness. So something's going to fill you up this week. Could be love. It could be a new job. It could be just your presence, just who you are. You're seeing different things from a different angle and perspective, and now you're filling your own cup up, okay? Strength. Oh, y'all been through the trenches, but y'all faith is like no other. That's why you're chosen. Your faith is like no other. That's why you're able to keep it pushing and look good. You don't look like you're struggle, chosen ones. People are looking at you like, how do you do it? What do you do? Y'all can be going through the deepest, darkest night of the soul, and no one will ever know, okay? So faith as small as a mustard seed is definitely about to play a major role in your life, okay? Courageous, pride, Leo season. Some of you guys could be dealing with a Leo. There could be some love coming in here from a Leo, okay? But there's courageous energies in here, yeah. Like y'all are being initiated to some higher understanding. Some of you guys could be tarot readers. But y'all are co-creating with the universe wholeheartedly. Look, Seven of Diamonds, that's the week ahead. Y'all are, this week, I really feel like y'all are just putting your energies into, like, what am I investing in? And is it worth the investment? You know, and it's a timing thing, okay? So it's spiritual money. Planting seeds for that spiritual money and having faith in which you planted your seeds in, okay? So co-creating, like I said, some of you guys are getting new jobs this week or connecting to more income. If you feel like you're not making enough money, this is the week to ask for it with the Ten of Cups. So I feel like you're going to get your wishes fulfilled. And divine unions and connections, okay? So this is a look. This is looking good, yeah, because you're the Empress, chosen ones. No matter if you're male or female, you're golden. You got the sauce. You know, everybody got the recipe, but they don't got the sauce. They can't quite make it like you, chosen ones, okay? Because you like that, all right? So, yeah, y'all solid. Y'all are rock solid this week coming up. Y'all strength is unmatched. Any other messages, spirit, for my chosen ones for the week ahead? Ooh, yeah. Some news is coming in here that's going to change the forecast, okay? Ace of Cups. Some of you guys are getting some good news in here this week. Whether someone wants to pour their love to you or someone wants to charm you, wine you, someone with pure intention, you're going to get some love. Wishes are being fulfilled this week. This is something new, okay? And it's going to be emotionally fulfilling, okay? Some guys' initials could be a W. Some people's initials could be an M. These could be the person you're connected to's initials, a W or an M. Energy here, but somebody is definitely, you're definitely getting something in here that's going to have you emotionally just, you know, filled with happiness, okay? And it's, you're going to be able to pour it out, and it's going to exude on you, your energy, and people are going to be wondering, like, what's going on with you? Nothing. I have manifested true happiness. And you're not waiting for this, whatever it is, to come in. You're already happy. You're already vibrating to that frequency. And because of that, things are aligning to you. So it's not like you're not putting in the work. You're being intentional. You're being intentional, chosen ones. Okay, so be intentional, all right? Any other messages, spirit, for my chosen ones for the week ahead? If another cup fly out here, I'm screaming. Ten of swords, okay? So, again, two tens, okay? So you have reached some success here. You have completed out a cycle, and the universe is bringing in your props, like the Ten of Swords energy. A lot of you guys been through a lot, even this past weekend, you know? And like I said, a lot of you guys have put yourself in these positions because you believed and you trusted and you wasn't vibrating your highest frequency. So circumstances, people had to backstab you to the point where they try to take you out. But the universe, like, you, I told you, I showed you the red flags before, and you kept going against them. So now, yeah, you're going to feel it. So, yeah, you've been, some of you guys need to take accountability for where you have been because you put yourself there, right? God gives the energy of free will, and it's your opportunity to go with that higher vibration or not. But you are closing out a cycle, my chosen ones. Some of you guys could have did a cleanse, may want to do a cleanse this week, but you're letting bygones be bygones, okay? So you're moving forward. Ooh, overall energy, the moon card this week, okay? So this week is causing you, because things are shifting and you have changed, some of you guys may be fearful or may worry that you're going to go back to the old ways of how doing things. No, you don't need to do that. Okay, so if you feel yourself, you know, in a sadness or a worry or depression or just trying to figure it out, you have to do a little bit more. You don't want to leave no room to wiggle, okay? You want to be sure. So if there's some things that you're not unsure about, go through it, process it, let it come up to the surface. This is what the moon card energy is for. And some of you guys did a lot of moon magic yesterday in this full moon in Aquarius yesterday, releasing that what no longer serves you, and healing that inner child. Okay, so I'm just getting a process. I'm getting divine timing. I'm getting alignment for you guys this week. Okay, you just fine-tuning that frequency. Some of you guys could be listening to them 432 hertz, but you're fine-tuning your frequency. You're cleansing your chakras. Any messages for the collectives for this week? What's the vibe for the week ahead for my chosen ones? What's the vibe? Give me about two cards, spirit. What's the vibe for the energy of the head? Waves, emotions, worry. There's some worry, your energy, your fear that you're not doing things or things are going to not work out or you're going to lose people or you're going to lose opportunities. No, you're not. You're bringing in new things into your world. Clingy, yes. Some of you guys are clinging to the past timeline. You can't do it no more or you're going to miss the wave, okay? Hopeless, lost, depression, suicide. Some of you guys, like I said, been going through the deep, dark night of the soul, feeling like there's no opportunity, there's no way out. But I'm here to tell you that there is, okay? You have to change. You have to get with the program. You have to understand the laws of the universe, okay? You got to understand this, okay? You got to. Any other messages, spirit, for my chosen ones for the week ahead? We're going to pull two cards from here. Court. Some of you guys could have court and you're worried about it this week. Don't worry. Don't worry. Get yourself out of the having a fixed outcome on something. You don't know what the universe is going to do for you. The outcome could be different than you could imagine, okay? So some of you guys could have court this week. Get out of your mind, okay? Recognition. Some of you guys are getting recognition this week. Like I said, some of you guys are tarot readers, you're healers, and people see you, people understand you, people are more attractive to you. You're going to be booking more clients, okay? And one more card, spirit, here. Let's see. Plants, okay? Plants is very significant. I have to look up the lime tree plant, the lime plant. Secrets, okay? Don't sign contracts. Some of you guys secrets and don't sign the contract. There's some hidden agenda behind something. You don't want to be too quick to sign a contract. Plants. Plants may be very important, okay? You may do plants. You may want to go buy a plant, water it, watch it grow, plant them seeds, okay? Oh, a new vibe could be coming into some of y'all energies here. And beach wedding coming out here. Ooh, do I need to do a love reading for the week ahead? I may separate this and do a love reading for the collective, okay? Anything else, spirit, for my chosen ones for the week ahead? Okay, soul retrieval. It says, Isis, healing goddess now offers you spiritual restoration and deep soul healing through the art of soul retrieval, reclaiming pieces of you lost through trauma, old and new. Soon you will enjoy greater wellness, energy, and power. So be willing to go through the healing